So let's keep the same energy going, I feel like.
All right. I'm
And
ready. I'm hyped.
yeah. So namaste and welcome back to another episode of the Sapient. Guys, today we have Lawson on the show, and we have already spoken for like 5 minutes, and our energies are so fucking high that it would take a fighter jet to reach that altitude. So with that, Lawson, how are you doing and how is everything going on?
I'm doing good today. You got me riled up. I'm ready to go.
Nice.
I'm ready to talk passionately about things, whether I should or not.
Yeah, guys.
I'm ready to get canceled on Twitter. And
yes.
No, I'm not going to call it X. I'm never going to call it X.
Yeah. X feels like weird. It sounds so satanic. Like,
Welcome to X. Ah!
Yeah.
Elon Musk just wants to be a supervillain. But he doesn't have any of the charm of a supervillain.
I feel like Elon is like a mysterious creature. He's like, I am going to do whatever the fuck I feel like. Right?
Yes.
I'm going to bring a fucking sink to the Twitter's office.
I'm going to
put my fucking car in the space. Fuck you, red tape. Fuck you, paperwork. You know, fuck your laws.
Yes, and that's part of why a lot of people like him. And
yeah.
Then I hear about the horse thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the horse thing?
Nope. What is it?
So Elon Musk made a proposition to one of his like airplane attendants.
Allegedly.
And he's like, at this point, I don't think it's alleged, considering every single woman who has worked with him has said, hey, yeah, he asked if he could get me pregnant. But
allegedly.
He's like, hey, allegedly.
Yes.
Hey, listen, if everyone in the room is like, hey, that's a duck, I'm going to think that's a duck. I'm not going to be like, that's allegedly a duck. right? But yeah, he was like, hey, if you sleep with me, I'll get you a horse.
Nice.
And you don't want a horse. If there's one thing, okay, so A, horses are omnivorous. They will eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
They are not gentle giants. B, horses are much larger than you think. If a horse falls on you, you're going to probably die because your bones are going to be crushed.
Also, if you fall from horse, you die.
They're not that big, but if you fall off the horse and the horse falls too, you're done.
Yes.
Because it'll just crush your leg bones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And D, or C, horses are expensive animals.
Yeah.
They live a very long time,
mm-hmm.
and like they are not cheap to take care of.
Listen, you're talking to somebody who comes from a country or a state where we love elephants.
Fair. But I respect an elephant more than I respect a horse.
Yes.
Because,
I
you know what? Horses, their legs are actually modified fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, if you like look at the bone structure, it's their fingers, which is why they break so easily. And when they do, doctors are most of the time like,
put
them
down.
Man. Yeah, I don't know. This is a $100,000 horse.
Yeah,
it's
worthless now.
He's got a boo boo. We're done.
Yeah,
horses
bad. I think it was smart from Elon's side, allegedly, if he offered a horse, because he'll be like, I would fuck you both physically and financially.
You know, that's fair. Hey, I'm going to ruin you.
Yeah.
But you won't catch me working at any Tesla company anytime soon. Not unless they give me a lot of money.
Like $1 million?
I mean, I'd prefer like 7 million, you know?
Mm-hmm. Seven's your sweet spot.
Seven is my sweet spot. I like the number seven.
Mm-hmm. Same here,
seven,
man. I love seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Seven, it's a good number. It's a prime number. It comes up at casinos and stuff. It's just seven is good.
And it's only
hot take. I will not apologize for my opinion on Elon, and I will also not apologize for my feelings on the number seven.
Yes. I mean, number seven is very, you know, not bold. It's not like 10 or, you know, 1.
Yeah. The more you get to the double digits,
cocky,
you're like,
Yeah. Yeah.
For $7 million, I will stop posting about Elon on Threads and Blue Sky.
What if he gave you crypto of $7 million?
I don't. I think crypto's a scam. And again, I'm going to get hate for this. I know I will. But I'm okay with saying crypto is a scam. I think that there's a lot of paper millionaires out there who are like, I am in theory a millionaire.
Sell it.
But if they go to, if they go to try and sell that crypto, would they really be a millionaire then? Probably not, because, you know, how it works. Did you hear talking about the Huck Tua girl?
Oh my God, exactly. I was coming literally talk about that. Exactly. Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, because the thing is, crypto is great if you own a cryptocurrency, or you are the one.
but you're the one pulling the strings. No, but also if the crypto itself, if it's, I would say, put together properly with right intentions, could work.
Yeah, but that, the thing is that crypto is a solution. Crypto is a solution that's looking for a problem. Crypto doesn't really solve any major problem.
It is. It is. Because if you look at, let me just, have you heard of Bolivares, right, as a currency from Bolivia?
Yes. It is. I have heard about the crazy inflation going on there.
Yeah, so people have started to use Bitcoin and, you know, cryptos, right? I'm pretty sure they're not using Andrew Tate's daddy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not using the Dogecoin.
Yeah, the Dogecoin, the fucking moon or whatever. Nobody's using that. But I feel like 99% of crypto is just like, creator gets so much money. They're like,
Did Hubert Hawk to a coin? Yeah. You should buy it. And then she sells. She sells everything.
Dude,
two minutes after launch.
Loki, I feel like they deserved it.
I mean, it is a crime. But also, it's easy to fall for.
I don't think it's a crime. I don't think it's a crime. That's the thing. It's unregulated. No, but the thing is, a person who made a vague fucking sexual joke goes on to build a crypto, and you're like, yeah, you know what? She is totally legit. How old is she, by the way? Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you fell for the Hawk to a coin scam, I'm sorry. You probably should have seen it coming. But also, I think that she knowingly, like, took that money from people.
I think she did.
I think there was malicious intent.
Do you know a YouTuber called as CoffeeZilla?
Maybe.
CoffeeZilla is like a online journalist, right? So he does dive into this cryptos thing, and I saw his and in a couple of others actually talk to the person and go through all the legal channels. Apparently, she was paid, right? She was paid 200K to prop up the coin, and then the pull rug they did, she was supposed to get 50% of that, allegedly 50% of that. And in CoffeeZilla's video at the end, her lawyers, attorneys, reached out to this journalist asking to have offline conversation. You know what that means. So apparently she did not get the 50%, allegedly. And they formed a whole corporation and trust in Cayman Islands to, you know, safeguard the money.
Of course.
It's a, you know, Logan Paul did it. You know.
Yeah. At
allegedly.
A certain point, if you have enough money, you can get away with whatever you want.
Yeah.
Look at Luigi Mangione, the guy who allegedly shot the UnitedHealthcare CEO.
Yes.
It is more socially acceptable to kill people via spreadsheet than it is with a gun. Well, I didn't get my hands dirty because I just decided to deny 100% of these people's claims because I don't think children should get medicine.
Yeah.
And so if those kids die, whatever.
By the way, did you see his defense attorney's, rant?
I know that they're going like, hey, he is not guilty. And I heard that the judge is married to a former healthcare executive.
No, but also the fact that she said that no other killer in the history of, you know, your country was fucking paraded like a clown and publicly, like, given so much fucking hype and security and hate that, she, you know, this kid has gotten. And they're like, fuck you for doing that. Like, where is justice in that?
Eric Adams was there for the perp walk. This dude shot a guy, allegedly. They hit him with a terrorism charge.
Yeah.
They didn't hit Dylan Roof with a terrorism charge, and he was like, no, I want to do a terrorism.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, it is a hunt. It is...
It's like...
The people who, like, have control want to maintain that control, and they want to say, hey, you are not allowed to fight against the powers that be.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go full conspiracy theorist, but, like, there's a very real... Like, hey, after the shooting, Elon wouldn't go anywhere without his kid.
Yeah, definitely. Know? Yeah.
Because, hey, power is afraid of the people. And maybe the people should have more power. In America, the wealth disparity is greater than it was in France during the French Revolution.
Yeah.
So,
listen, do you want to know something interesting, though?
Maybe.
Like, United States essentially was built on rebellion, right?
Yes.
In U.S. law, there is a punishment for rebellion. So they're like, it's only fair when we do it.
Basically, yeah. And if you have, I've seen studies that straight up talk about how Americans just do not trust authority, like hands down. Categorically, the average American does not trust the government. They don't trust the authority. They don't trust their neighbors. They don't trust anybody. And that's a very American thing. And we're also, of course, the country with the most guns per capita.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, so you guys have more guns than people.
Almost definitely. Everyone that I have ever known who has a gun has at least three.
I would have at least three. You know.
I don't own any guns. I would rather buy a gaming PC.
Yeah.
And play a lot of video games, which I do regularly. Mm-hmm.
Along with the shotgun. That makes sense.
I mean, listen, the shotgun is my favorite weapon in video games. I'm also a video game shotgun defender. I think they're good. I like the boom.
Yeah. So which video games do you play?
Recently I've been playing a lot of Helldivers 2. It's been really good, and they very much seem to be like in tune with what the players are asking for. Which has been nice. I've gotten back into No Man's Sky because they had their 8-year anniversary. And I'm like, did they fix this game? And they did. They made the game a lot better with time and effort and elbow grease. And aside from that, I also just started playing Balatro, which I believe was Game of the Year. Which is a weird, like, poker game. It's weird, but it was also like $15, so...
Yeah, for $15 you could get Rust or DayZ or Seven Days to Die.
I have played a lot of 7 Days to Die recently because they had their 1.0 update, and it was like, wow, you've spent 13 years on this?
Yeah, good.
Where's the game, guys?
Yeah, where's
the game?
I bought it on Steam. Where's my game? I refunded it in like 6 hours.
Yeah. I've been playing with a mod pack called Rebirth, and that's been fairly fun. It brings back the original like skill based leveling, aka you do a thing and you get better at it. And not what the fun pimps have now been using, which is you go into an abandoned house and then you read a bunch of books and then you're better at stuff. It's the new game loop. It's, look for more books in a pile in a swamp.
Yeah.
Because that's why I play a zombie game, to read books in a swamp.
Yeah, when I could be doing that in fucking real life.
Knowledge is power, man. I can go and get an encyclopedia or something. I got nursing textbooks on my shelf. I could read those and become a better person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, but I could.
At least you have the accessibility to do so. Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing how many people have stopped playing like GTA 5 and GTA 5 online.
Yeah, I've heard that community is like crazy intense.
Oh, yeah.
But I have
been in that community.
Is, Yeah, it, GTA 6 is coming out or is around the corner, right?
Dude, let me tell you this, right? Let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. It's harder to become a fucking doctor or a medic on a GTA RP server than in real fucking life.
I would not doubt that, honestly.
Yeah, because they're like, you need to have 100 hours of gameplay. You know, you also need to fucking do reincarnation of people. You know, and also you have to be like a part-time Jesus, I feel like, if you want to be a medic. So, are you up to the job? And you have to be online like 6 hours a day. I'm like, motherfucker, that sounds like a real job.
Yeah, I'm good. I already, like, I have a wife, I have a cat, I have a pretty okay life here. I don't need another job put that kind of time into.
Exactly.
And if I did, I would put it in something like Car Mechanic Simulator where I could learn something useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or I'd probably fix up a real car.
So I have played Car Mechanic Simulator, and I can't actually look inside of my car and be like, oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. You did learn something.
I learned something despite it being a game. I'm like, oh, wait, cool. You need brakes.
Mm-hmm.
Your car needs brakes, and it needs an engine.
It's amazing, right, there was this study recently that they said that people who play video game on a regular basis, right, mm-hmm. have less chances of ending up with neuroimmune diseases mm-hmm. when you're old.
Not surprising. For a lot of people, mm-hmm. they will get into a habit, they will get into a routine, and they will just do that same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And one of the big parts of being human is you have to learn. Depression, like, is often characterized as in your brain does not want to make new connections. You get stuck in a rut.
Mm-hmm.
I've struggled with a lot of depression in my time. I can attest to that for a fact.
Yeah.
Which is why it's important to go and do new things. And video games, at the very least, will be like, hey, mm-hmm. here's a new challenge. Here's something new you need to overcome. And if you mm-hmm. don't overcome it, well, you lose.
Also, Lawson, if you really think about it, imagine the amount of memory that a video game takes in your brain. Mm. You have to remember all the skill charts. You have to remember all the weapons, all the attachments. And not to mention fucking million maps and, you know, nooks and crannies in them.
I've been playing The Finals recently, mm-hmm. which is from former Battlefield devs. Free to play, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Fully destructible environments and it's like a class-based shooter. So,
mm-hmm. For shooters, I play Arma 3.
Oh, I've heard really good things about Arma 3.
Yeah, I mean, it's like very fucking real in terms of physics and
The realism is the selling point, right?
Yes,
that's why you're
yes.
playing an Arma game.
Yeah, but there are servers which are more like shooter-based, like FPS, like bullshit. But Arma is really good if you're looking for something that's real.
Mm-hmm.
And allegedly and apparently and fucking full notice, there are a lot of militant groups that train on Arma through VR because it's so realistic.
Allegedly, but you know what a lot of these like people that are training are doing? They're not doing push-ups. Listen, so I've been on Twitter. I've seen the people that are like, we need revolution now. And I'm like, I do not think you can run a mile in 10 minutes. Yes. I do not think you can run a mile in 20 minutes. Yeah. Why are you talking about how you're going to rise up?
Be, can you lift your own weight?
Yeah. Hey, can you do a pull-up?
Yeah.
How heavy do you think a gun is? Because a gun is probably heavier than you think.
Yes.
And you got to have ammo and you got to have supplies. There's a reason that being in the military is a career because you have to be good at it.
Yeah. Now, in terms of military, are you seeing what's going on in South Korea?
Oh, with the attempted coup?
Yeah. It was not even attempted coup, though. It's like the president said, you know what, guys? I think I'm
martial
set for
law.
Life.
Yeah. It's time for martial law.
Yes.
And then everyone looked at him Like, he was that weirdo in seventh grade who said that I'm going to turn into a dragon.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, dude, shut up.
Do you know why that happened, though?
Yeah.
Because he bought in martial law, and they said the South Korean army is going to enforce it, right?
Yeah.
But that piece of shit forgot that in South Korea, like, serving in army is not like on conscription. It's like mandatory. It's not like choice. Yeah. And people were like, dude, I got more experience. I got more, you know, resources than you as a common man. So how would you shut the fuck up?
Hey, again, the average person, average guy in South Korea knows how to fight.
And because they serve in the same army.
I believe that I heard about the generals. The generals were like, hey, like, we heard this order and we said, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. because my friend works in IT, right? Who was also a general, you know, like, he knows my cheat code, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Especially since, wasn't it South Korea as well that also had another former president who was indicted on, like, corruption charges and conspiracy charges?
Yeah.
Conspiracy charges.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this whole thing. And then everyone's like, yeah, no, she definitely did it. And then we never heard from her again.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to follow that?
Yeah.
And then try to be like, it's martial law time. No, they don't. The South Koreans have no time for this.
Also, when, you know, Korea was divided, right? When Korea was divided, initially, right?
A
lot of people don't know this, but South Korea also wanted to be a dictatorship. But the Western powers were like, no, you won't.
Yeah.
Like, people forget that. Like, you're talking about the same country. Like, why even try? Right?
Listen, the one thing I know about America is America's really nasty when we don't get our way immediately.
Yeah. And then you show why your healthcare is expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen those memes.
I've seen the memes, and I've also seen, like, guesstimated budget breakdowns for the United States government where it's like, the Pentagon has failed multiple audits trying to figure out where all the money is going. We don't know what the U.S. We don't know what the Pentagon's spending money on. We just know that they're spending a lot of it.
Yeah.
Which is
Lawson,
part
do you
of
want
why...
to know something?
Maybe.
Pentagon has never passed an audit.
Unsurprising.
Never. Yeah.
Why would they have to? Who is going to say... Who in Congress is going to stand up and say, hello, Mr. Pentagon?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to take away some of your tax dollars. No one's going to do that. That's not how you win an election.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe not yet.
You certainly lose elections by giving money to Ukraine, though. That's very clear now.
I think, again, a big part of it is the average American is much worse off than they were 4 years ago. And that's just due to inflation, right? Like, everything costs more. Like, things are expensive. It's not fun. Like, and also you can see that that's been a trend worldwide, aside in like some very specific places.
Like North Korea.
Yeah. No, inflation hit everywhere because of a lot of things and also because of the Fed's quantitative easing. But we're not going to get into that because, you know, fiduciary theory.
That's a shit storm.
I have decided to not try to go into politics because I know who I would be, and I would be awful to deal with. I'm good out here.
Yeah, but being a congressman is the best way to make the highest amount of returns in stock market.
Oh, yeah. Think about Nancy insider trading Pelosi.
Yeah, 860% Pelosi, allegedly.
Yep. And how they tried to bring up, Congress people can't trade stocks. And then it got shot down
very quickly. Yeah.
How weird is that?
You know?
How weird is it that suddenly, you know, no one can do this?
Yeah.
Which, again, it's part of why they're so mad at Luigi, my boy, the people's hero, because hey, people are mad. And
yeah,
what he allegedly did is probably more helpful than what a lot of those Congress people have done in their whole lives.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, cool. You got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year mm-hmm. to go send more money to people yeah. that make missiles that explode children. Great. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah. How cool. can we give you more money?
Yeah. Luigi on the other... Again, if the United Health, if they approve the claims of like 50 people, right?
Yeah.
And save the lives of 50 people, if his actions resulted in that, he has done more good in his life than the average American ever will.
Yeah, but also the CEO himself.
Yeah, no, of course. Because again, murder by spreadsheet is legal in the U.S. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Flint, Michigan, you know, it was budget problems, you know. We just had to, you know, cut some corners.
Yeah.
And so it's fine that people have poisoned water because mm-hmm. it's not like anyone punched anybody. Because yeah. That would be the real bad thing. The mm-hmm. real bad thing is being mean.
Yeah.
And not actively causing harm.
Yes.
I'm just going to get off my soapbox real quick.
So it's like, if you look at the current situation of your country, have you seen those North Korean propaganda reels on Instagram?
I have not.
Oh my God, you are missing out. It's like when you move to North Korea, North Korean army will show you to your house and give you a free LED TV. Come to North Korea, settle in North Korea.
I'm good. Listen, I didn't fall for a hook to a coin. I'm not going to mm-hmm. fall for this.
Yeah,
anyone
apparently.
Like, I will give you free stuff.
Yeah.
You're usually lying.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's like,
like a free horse, you know? It's not really free.
Yeah, but also it's like you guys lost like $200 billion in COVID, right? Mm-hmm. With the report that has come out. So, yeah, maybe free, you know, things are good for, you know, money laundering.
Yeah, I mean, hey, why do you think crypto exists?
Yes.
Because, you know, it's unregulated and people like it that way. Which
yeah.
is why when people are like, oh yeah, we're going to have stable coins. We're going to like do all these things that are going to make it so the U.S. government likes crypto. The point is that it's unregulated, my guy.
But do
it's
you think
like saying,
Bitcoin...
It's like Diet Coke. You're not drinking Coke to be healthy.
Yeah. No, but also do you think Bitcoin will be probably the only crypto that's going to make it out alive because it's used in... You know,
because
in
it's,
world
because
purpose.
it's the biggest one.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
it's why you have people like if you look at streaming and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, like all the top streamers, I'm talking about like Ninja and like video game streamers. Hey, the top 1% are going to be making it out great. The
yeah.
people that are not in the top 1%, mm-hmm. some of them might get by, a lot of them won't. But the idea that you might be the next big thing, the only thing separating you from your dreams is mm-hmm. taking that chance. That
yeah.
is the American dream.
Guys, by the way, you just heard Lawson, you know, put up a script mm-hmm. in front of you because he's a voice mm-hmm. actor. So, yeah, I mean, fuck, we never caught like around to it. Actually letting people know who you actually are.
Yes. Hi,
so
I'm Lawson. I can do it or you can do it. Sorry.
No, please, you do it.
Hi, I'm Lawson Newland. I am an actor, comedian, and also occasionally streamer here in the United States of America. I have a lot of very strong opinions, as you have heard in the past, like, 30 minutes of this episode, assuming nothing gets cut. I hope that I have made you laugh, or at the very least, I hope I have made you look me up and be like, what's this white guy talking about?
Yeah. Also, Lawson is a formal celebrity.
If I was a celebrity, my apartment would be nicer.
I mean,
I'd have one of those.
I don't
like,
think so, Lawson,
rooms.
Because right now the trend with rich people is to look poor.
Oh yeah, that's been a thing for centuries.
No, like, no, now it's like extreme though. Extreme. Of course. Like billionaires want to drive like fucking broken down Chevys to show that they're rich.
I mean,
I don't know how the fuck that works.
Hey, you know how that works? It means people like Luigi don't notice that you're a billionaire. That's what it is. Oh, it's in fashion. No, it's called camouflage.
Yep. It's called living with people.
Yeah. I also do sound on movie sets occasionally. So that means like miking up talent and making sure everything sounds good.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm very loud is also an unfortunate coincidence. So. No, yeah. When we're rolling, I have to do everything in my power to be like, no, I am not allowed to speak. I need to be quiet, which is why I also do acting. So that way I can be loud when I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to like walk that tightrope is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about? Okay, I don't think you know this, but like a lot of CEOs right now are pretending to be drivers of their own car and making the driver sit in the back seat so that if someone gets down, the poor driver.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't know how much I believe that because a lot of these billionaires, when do you think the last time they drove was?
Yeah, there I mean, they drove legally, though. The last time they drove legally.
That, you know, that's fair. But I just think about, like, former presidents who leave office and then they're like, I have to buy my own groceries now.
Yes.
Huh. Hey, I think the average billionaire doesn't have to go get their own groceries.
I don't think
they don't have to sit in traffic.
Yeah, but not even ex-presidents have to do, though. They got so much money out of lobbying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would go out?
I think if they're going to go out, they're going to get a limo taking them to the best nightclub in,
Exclusive clubs?
Oh, 100% probably. Yeah. But also, here's the thing. If you have a ton of money and you go to a regular person club, then you can be the hero and buy everyone shots. Yeah. And then you can be like, I am a river to my people.
Mm-hmm.
I have bestowed upon all of you my bounty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you would do that only, you know, when you're very near to an election.
Yeah, yeah. Your average politician is not going to think about their constituents until election season.
Yeah, right now, nobody is talking about constituencies or issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dry year now because election is done.
Yeah.
Now, all the political machinery has gone to rest. Like the sleep of 4 years.
Everyone's going to hang out, be cool. Yeah. There are going to be some people that rant about politics, and I might be one of them. But for the most part, people are going to get on with their lives, and they're going to maybe say, hey, the government sucks. What can you do?
Yep.
That's the real American way.
Or they would say, you know, this country is fucked. Help us win the election, we will help you in getting more fucked.
Hello, it's me, your average politician. I promise you that I'm going to be better for you than the other guys, depending on what your values are.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to make your life better for you, / your kids, / your dog, / your company.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time, what they do is they vote
they
to give themselves
about you.
Yeah, they forget about you, they vote to give themselves a salary increase, and they say, oh, but if we make more money, that means that we can, resist corruption more, because then the money won't be as tempting. Yeah. And then they'll take the money anyway.
Yes. Yep. You know who my favorite politician is? I keep forgetting his name.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh my God, no. during the defund the police movement, right? Mm-hmm. He made a famous quote. He said, if you believe in defund the police, right? Next time you're in trouble, call a crackhead.
So here's the thing. The Black Lives Matter movement in 2020 had 7% of Americans report as attending those protests.
Yeah, but
7% of Americans is like 35 million people, if not more. Can you imagine getting 35 million Americans to agree on anything?
I don't think it's that big. What is your guys' population, though?
Population of America is around 300 million.
300 million. Yeah, you guys are tiny.
Okay, yes. Relative to the world. You know, we're not that big. But for Americans, like, who, you know, three-quarters of Americans are overweight, right?
Nice.
7% of Americans got out into the streets to make sure their voices were heard during a pandemic that was killing people.
Yeah.
And you know what the Democrats did with all of that motivation and vim and vigor? The Democrats painted some sidewalks and let it be. They just were like, man, you guys are mad about cops. Anyways,
yeah, exactly. And also the fact that BLM was a private institution which earned shit ton of money.
Listen, it's America. There's always going to be opportunists who try and take advantage of a trend to make themselves rich. That is the American way.
Yeah.
But that's still an insane number of people who were energized.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even people I hadn't talked to in a decade were posting black squares on their Instagram as if that somehow mattered.
Yes, that's all another conversation of virtual signaling.
Yeah, because, again, the people that didn't post the black squares were the people that I trusted more because it's like, hey, you guys are going to go do something and not just talk about how you're a good person.
Yeah, and it's also like those are the same people who will wish you on Facebook wall instead of actually messaging you. They're like, happy birthday, Lawson, in a fucking public manner instead of actually, you know, texting you or calling you and saying happy birthday.
They don't want to actually spend time with me, which I understand. I'm a specialty dish. I am not for everyone.
No, but also the fact that Facebook gives you a fucking pop-up which you can just click to say happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know.
Because it makes it easy to appear as if you care.
Exactly.
But, like, actually caring is hard. But I know when people actually give a shit about me.
Mm-hmm.
When was
the last time your government gave a shit about
you?
Imagine taking this much time to remember.
My priority is caring about the people that love me and the people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, I think, 13, my mom was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
It was not great, but I was at the age where I'm like, society's a mistake. I'm an anarchist. Mm-hmm. But people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every single day of the week, our neighbors, our friends, everyone would bring us food and stuff so we didn't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
People were regularly driving my mom to chemo, like, every single appointment. And so, for me, like, hey, if people care about you, they will show it. Anyone can say, hey, I care about you and I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
But that's
actually show up.
Hey, it's much different than actually having someone show up and, like, help you move.
Yes.
Right? Hey, are you going to help me move this couch or are you going to wish me the best?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's weird. That's why, you know, whenever I see this local community Facebook pages, like in gated communities, I'm like, you dudes live next to each other. How about you actually get the fuck out of your couch and go and talk to the person instead of posting on a Facebook wall?
Because, hey, we live in the country with the most guns per capita where no one trusts each other.
Yeah, but I feel like you could probably go and talk to your neighbor, right? Because you must have known your neighbor for so much time. Or if it's a newly gated community, right? If it's a newly gated community, you both, you know, families moved into the houses pretty much the same time. So you both are like newbies to the area. Yeah.
Well, that's a big reason why a lot of people like to have kids. Because after a certain point, they stop being able to make friends. And so, oh, hey, I can get to meet my neighbors by having a child who will then go talk to my neighbors. And I'm saying this as someone who does want kids. I don't want kids for that reason, but I do want kids. But no, there's a lot of people that they graduate college or they get out of high school, and then they're like, how do you make friends?
Yeah.
They don't talk to another person for years.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I have my podcast.
Yeah, there we go. But the thing is that you're reaching for connection. You're trying to talk to new people. Yeah. And a lot of people just don't want to do that. Why do that when you can just hang out at home and watch
and talk to your anime girlfriend?
Yeah. I can watch anime. I can watch Rent a Girlfriend.
Yeah.
I know about that anime. I have never watched it, and I will not condone anyone watching it.
Yeah. But you know, there is this trend in Japan of people marrying anime characters.
I'm not surprised. Considering how
it's Japan.
It's Japan, and Japan has its whole like sociological crisis going on right now.
Yes.
So that's a whole thing. Although for some reason everyone harps on Japan, but not Italy. Italy's birth rate is lower than Japan's. But Italy's a white country. Yeah.
It's EU. It's European Union.
Yeah, so it's not foreign and weird.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there is this whole belief of...
The number of doomer articles about, like, Japan's gonna collapse within 3 years because no one's having babies.
Yeah, I think it's 2048 they're giving it.
Everyone's always saying stuff. They love to be doom and gloom about it because if they're doom and gloom about a country that has a 12-hour time difference, they don't have to reconcile with any of the stuff going on at home.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's the same case with India also, right? Like, India always, literally always has been like the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
That people are like, meh, you know, India, you know, colorful country. Whenever a person says, when I say I'm from India and they say, your country is very colorful, that's when I know they're bullshitting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, yeah, dude, you're just bullshitting. Like, and I'm not even surprised with that.
The kind of people that, like, ask for mild at a restaurant, right? They can handle white people spicy and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing. But if you look at our, you know, the way we dealt with COVID, right? Mm. Because you have to realize we have 1.45 billion. That's our population.
Yeah.
And India, like, vaccinated 60% of its population in just one day, in 24 hours. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you talk about Japan, it's very much like that. Most Asian countries have always, you know, I would say fought this uphill battle where, you know, we are trying to prove to the world what we are. That's sad because if you really talk about it, Europe is really not a continent.
No, Europe and Asia are all one big thing. It's all one tectonic plate.
It's just one fucking thing. But because of Christianity, Europe came out as a bigger continent when like half of South America could probably populate the whole fucking Europe.
Yeah. Everyone talks big about the EU, but like, hey,
yeah,
what has more population, you think? The EU or half of India?
Yes. Or even like quarter of fucking China.
Yeah.
Or Russia.
Listen, I don't want to think about Russia. Russia is too cold for me. I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
Which means two things. One, I'm used to the heat. And two, I fear nothing.
Yes. That's apparent that you fear nothing. Yeah. There was this debate online where they said, if your life depended on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one animal would you pick to fight on your behalf? And everybody was saying lion, tiger, fucking giraffe, elephant, and everything. I thought I would pick human.
No.
Yeah.
You know why you don't want to pick human? Because an alligator can run at 30 miles an hour and climb trees.
Yeah, but an alligator cannot shoot.
Hey, but okay, but does the alligator also get a gun? Right? That's the key thing.
No,
if
but
you
the
want
question
to say,
is,
who wins
it,
in a fight?
Is it capable of shooting it? That's the question, right?
Well, the thing is, hey, is like, if we're going to give a weapon to both the human and the animal, right?
Yeah.
Then, hey, I'm going to strap mine with a self-arming nuclear weapon and I'm going to win. My guy's going to explode too, but like...
No, but the question is, who is more potent, right? In terms of their capabilities.
I think bears.
Yeah, I'd still pick human.
See, here's the thing. With a machine gun, I think it's a draw. Bears are like nearly bulletproof. You can shoot a bear multiple times and it will keep coming at you because bears are bad.
But M249. Like,
yeah,
300 clips.
What a bear!
Yeah, I don't think, because people have hunted bears with just arrows and bows and crossbow.
Yeah, because they shot it from a distance and then they ran away and let it bleed out. If you are trapped in like
That's
a 10x10 room.
Do. Yeah, see, you are building up walls. I'm talking about just in real life.
Like in the world? Yeah, I mean, in that case, like, humans are at the top of the food chain.
Right,
but
because
we
are the best version of pests.
I think it's that you ever play a video game and you just like pick one skill every single time and you're like, I'm gonna be the best at this. Humans did that with throwing, and that's how we got where we are. All of our greatest achievements, bows and arrows, guns, going to the moon, it's all just throwing things in an arc.
Projectiles.
Yeah.
That's the term.
Yeah, you think about what a rocket is. It is us throwing a hunk of metal at God and saying, see you later, buddy.
Thank you.
That's what a spaceship is.
Yes.
It is a Hail Mary to the heavens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what humans are good at. Humans are incredibly good at throwing things, and that's the only reason we're on top, because we had to develop better arms, better posture, everything in the aims of becoming good at throwing stuff with accuracy.
Yes, and throwing stuff at each other, too.
Oh,
all
hey, welcome to war, wherein, you know, oh, all right, cool, I gotta get my artillery, and in order to properly hit my artillery, I'm gonna need to calculate the curvature of the earth.
Yeah. By the way,
humans are really good at throwing things. They love it.
By the way, Earth is flat.
Listen, people in like the 1300s knew that the Earth was round. Okay, Columbus was just a weird racist guy who was like, "But what if the world was round?" And everyone was like, "Yes, we know this.
Yeah,
why
we
are you
like Galileo
this?
Over this,
Chris? Why are you like this, my guy?"
Yeah, no, but also it's like, we killed Galileo over this, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Because, hey, the Enlightenment happened, and then the church was like, all right, we gotta be a bit more permissive.
Yes.
Because all of the people that do the best art also talk the most about science. Because it turns out that in order to draw a really sexy, like, sexy statue of God, you really gotta make sure you got good anatomy.
Yeah, apparently.
Yes, because again, if you... I've been lucky enough to go to the Vatican and go to Italy and see the sculpture there. And everyone is at peak fitness. I went there and I'd like to think I'm in pretty good shape. And I'm like, damn, what am I doing, man?
Yeah, my veins are not popping.
I'm not glistening marble where, yeah, like, you can trace every single vein.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
Yeah, that would be disappointing.
I'm sorry that I've mostly been cracking jokes and not talking about film or anything, but again, that's why I'm an actor and comedian, because this is what I do.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And getting back to the human evolution, right? A lot of biologists believe that the consciousness was a misstep in evolution. Just imagine that.
The thing is, you can argue forever, and I do mean forever, each way about, do humans have free will? Are we just products of our biology? And while they're doing that, I'm going to go get a burger and a milkshake because I like burgers and I like milkshakes. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether or not I have consciousness or why I exist. I'm going to try and enjoy the time that I have, because the alternative sounds lame.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, do I want to... It's, you know, why I married my wife. Because I'm like, wow, I don't want to live a life where I don't ask her out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's why I try to do everything I do, because I don't want to be laying there where I'm like 78, like, I wish I had more milkshakes. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also it's like at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's an interesting proposition that consciousness is a mistake or a misstep in evolution, because it surely looks like it.
I mean, the thing is, imagine this, right? Like, you can also be sad, right? Sadness comes with the package.
Yeah, definitely. But imagine this, right? No other animal or organism has literally dominated every variable of environment known to this planet like humans have.
False. Trees.
I don't think so, because trees are not there in Antarctic or Arctic.
I mean, not right now, but back when it was warmer, they were.
Yeah. But even if it's cold, human is sitting there on its
daily basis. There's like 30 humans on Antarctica, all right? There's like 30 of them. And you know what? They're weird. Humans aren't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
I'm good up here.
You know, we're not supposed to be in swamps either. We're not supposed to be in mountains. But
and I'm gonna get on my soapbox here again. Humans should not go to space.
Why?
Space is bad. And you might think, oh, but space is full of wonder and adventure. Space is full of radiation that will kill you. When you go to space, you shrink because there's no gravity, which also will slowly kill you. When you go to space, you start losing your eyesight because there's no air pressure and gravity to keep your, like, you know, your eye goo stable, because space is bad. Oh, you want to go to Mars? Mars is coated in perchlorate, which will replace the iodine in your thyroid and give you cancer. And also, it's statically charged, which means it's going to mess up most electronics. And also, getting to Mars is going to take at least 8 months. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you spent 8 months with anybody? I spent 6 months in quarantine and nearly went crazy.
But, Lawson, if you really think about it, people used to travel from Asia to Europe through Silk Road months on end. And on average, a typical Silk Road transport would take more than like 6 to 7 months, right, to reach the destination.
And you know what they had? You know what all those people have had? Beer, sunlight, gravity, presumably a loved one or two.
I don't think so.
Okay, they probably don't
have beer.
No, beer was like the first human invention. All the people that worked in the pyramids were paid in beer.
Because
beer is safe to drink even when the water isn't. People have been drinking beer for millennia.
Yeah,
and
but
you know
how
what?
Much?
They're not gonna. You can't pop a Heineken in space.
I don't know. Maybe someday.
Maybe someday, but I don't. I cannot see them being like, yeah, I'm gonna shotgun a beer on
let
the
me
ISS.
Tell you this. When right people were traveling, they had to create barrels to carry beer.
Yeah,
right. They could not just carry beer, right. I think it will be a similar thing in space, that we will make something, right, that will be able to carry and address all the issues that you are
yes,
concerned
I know that
about.
You, listen, physically getting the beer to space is not the problem. The problem is that when you're on Mars, it's going to take at least 8 months to get more beer.
Yes.
And when was the last time you told someone, hey, yeah, man, I got you. I'll get you beer in 8 months. That's not
probably
how you build a good society.
Probably 14th century.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Humanity has evolved. You can go to Postmates right now on your phone and get yourself a beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 15, like 30 minutes, you can have a beer in your hand.
Yeah, you guys
because
are lame.
That's what... That's,
you see, you guys take like 30 minutes?
Okay, listen.
I can get it delivered in like 8 minutes.
Listen, I can also go and drive and purchase beer at many available facilities.
That's lame.
Okay, this is my... I also don't drink at home. I don't.
Drink at all. Because of religious
I don't blame you. But no, if I'm going to drink, I'm going to go drink around people. I don't want to drink at home because it's
boring.
Look
at this. Hopefully it can. Oh my God, just do it.
Delivery in 8 minutes.
Yeah,
nice.
8 minutes. I can get an iPhone in 8 minutes. And people call India as backward country, like undeveloped country.
Yeah, I would not be able to get that. So congratulations.
Thank you. We got like 4 apps right now like that.
Listen, you guys have like 4 times the population and your stuff gets to you 4 times faster, you know?
Yeah.
It works.
It works. It somehow works. And in an Indian election, right,
mm-hmm.
is the largest democratic exercise in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there is this forest, right, where there are tigers and there are like 4 people who live upon a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Indian government setups like voting booths
for those
people. 4 fucking people on a fucking mountain.
Meanwhile, in the United States, you'll have polling places with people waiting for 6 hours.
Nice.
Yeah, because some people learned, hey, if you suppress the vote, then less people will vote, and then you don't need to spend as much money on ads.
Yeah. It's
if
like,
only half the country votes, then it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
You get to save 50% of your money.
Yeah. I have a question, though. Like, when you guys set up your poll booths, right, voting booths, who is the person who is in charge of it? Like, are they, like, full-time working?
Lot of times they are volunteers. There is oftentimes a supervisor of elections, which is its own, like, particular role.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they will be, like, at the top, and then they'll have, like, government workers working underneath them, and then contractors.
Because in India, right, I think there's one smart thing they did, is during election times, right, there are no volunteers. Rather, it's school teachers. So
see, that would be great, but we don't get election day off. We have to. We continually get like an hour off of work, but we don't get the day off.
Yeah. You guys don't value democracy.
No. Again, the people that are in charge do not value the will of the people. That is like abundantly clear. Like they don't
don't.
It's why they're like, we need to ban TikTok. Because.
Do you think it will get banned though?
I think that if it does get banned, there's going to be a copycat made in probably like 15 minutes.
No, I can tell you no. Because in India, 2019, TikTok got banned.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, dude. And right now, there are like 15 fucking apps trying to compete. Just, I would say, 15 companies take 30% of the market share that TikTok enjoyed when it was in India. Mm-hmm. Imagine. If TikTok is gone, it's irreplaceable. Because their algorithm is the best.
Their algorithm, it is so good for discoverability. Hey, I post something and I know that 200 people will see it. Basically guaranteed, so long as I'm not like doing anything crazy bad. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm putting in like minimal effort, I know 200 people will see it. At least at first. And that's a better deal than you'll get on YouTube. That's for damn sure.
Or Instagram. Yeah.
Or Instagram, or Twitter, or Threads, or Blue Sky, which is like Twitter, but kind of boring. listen, I want Blue Sky to be good. I really want Blue Sky to be good. But I go on Blue Sky and I'm like, man.
It's boring.
It's like all the people that are like, I'm too good for Twitter.
Yeah. It's pompous pricks.
I mean, not entirely pompous pricks, but there is a lot of the fun of Twitter was the mess. It's the mess of it.
Exactly, because on Twitter, everybody gets their gloves off and starts punching each other.
But if everyone is like being like mildly respectful, then what? You're not competing with Twitter. You're just competing with Earth.
Exactly, and that's why Reddit was fun until it went public.
Yeah.
Now Reddit is fucking dead.
Most of my friends have been like, "Hey, I don't go on anymore."
Yeah, I could put like I would say 5 to 10 guests per post on Reddit, before it went public. Right now, I don't even post there. And even when I post, there's probably some fucking nerd responding.
Yeah. It's just not good. It's not good it's not good for discoverability. It's not good for, like, communities, really.
No, but also, it's like, now people are afraid because it's a publicly traded company.
Right? Yeah.
So, you know, they cannot be as cheap as they were before.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, there's still like tons of subreddits that like I used to visit that never came back after the Reddit blackout. They're like, nah, exactly. We're done.
Yeah, done.
And they just never came back. It's like, okay, well.
But guess what? I don't think there will be any other social media that can replace Reddit ever.
If anything, it's probably going to be like a return to old school forums, like in the early 2000s. You know,
something that's anonymous, right?
Well, not even anonymous, but like something awful. Something awful forums I've heard people 4chan. Talk about for years. I mean, that too, in a way. Like,
have you been on 4chan?
It's been a long time, but I'm familiar. But yeah, I think something like that is probably like the best bet to replace Reddit. Although most likely it'll be like a microcosm. Right now we have Discords, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which are, hey, they're basically subreddits that just got moved on to like private servers. I think that eventually what's going to happen is Discord is going to get enshittified. If you don't know what enshittification means, listener, please look it up. Because the enshittification of the internet is real and always happening. I like Discord. I do not trust that Discord's going to be good for long.
Yeah.
I think within 5 years, it's going to be bad. Just like Snapchat is now bad and they're giving me ads everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I think we're going to go back to like old forums. And hey, maybe these forums you're going to have to pay $5 a month in order to access. But you know
what?
Worth it to mean that I'm not going to get blasted with 100 ads and then get hit with, oh, hey, we're going to take all your data and feed it to an AI and we're not going to pay you a dime, even though we're making $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, maybe that would be ideal. I mean, there was a there was a social media site called CoHost that died recently, which had sort of that conceit. It was like Tumblr, but open source and nicer, and then it died because there was no reason for people to put money into it.
Now, if you look at GitHub, right? Now, GitHub is also going through the crest of porn. Like, people are literally posting like terabytes of porn on GitHub.
I'm not surprised. I mean, GitHub storage is basically free. I have several projects on GitHub because in addition to acting and comedy and everything, I also know some web development stuff because I have zero chill.
Yes. I mean, what do you not know? That's the question.
What do I not know? I've made music.
Yeah.
So I've done that. I know how to paint and stuff.
Are you sure you don't have ADHD, though?
No. I very much have ADHD. I was diagnosed at 7 when I was in the middle of a test. And I'm like, this reminds me of something from my book. And then I pulled out my book and started reading. No, I have ADHD. I am well aware. I have simply learned to accept that having ADHD means that my brain is like a motorcycle and not like a four-door sedan. If I try to treat my brain like a four-door sedan, like a regular brain, I'm going to have a bad time. Because a motorcycle is not a four-door sedan, no matter how hard you try.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. But you know what a motorcycle can do that a car can't? A backflip. And so I take pride in the fact that my brain can do backflips. I can be funny. I can learn stuff super quickly. I'm a very passionate person. And, you know, I try to do what I enjoy. And a lot of people aren't like that.
And
I try to be grateful. But I know I definitely have extreme ADHD. It's I bear it every day of my life.
So, if people want to criticize you or talk to you or find you, where do they do that?
So, you can find me on Instagram at Lawson_Newland. Lawson spelled LAWSON_NULAND. That is my name. I'm basically going as my name on basically everything. But I do occasionally stream on Twitch at Swagger Dragon, spelled exactly how you think it is spelled. I have Swagger Dragon as my handle because I came up with it when I was like 18, and it has never left me since. It is my curse that I must bear. But yeah, I'm Lawson Newland everywhere and Swagger Dragon everywhere. So give me a follow or yell at me about how bad my opinions are.
Yeah. Hopefully, some people reach out to you.
Yeah, hey, you can. I'm okay with my opinions being bad. They're still my opinions.
Yeah.
For example, I think salads are bad.
Yeah, you're getting too controversial now.
I think that every single salad would be better off as a sandwich.
Yeah, you might get canceled on that.
I'm fine with it. That is a hill I will die on. I will die on that hill, gladly. Salads are bad. I am not a rabbit. I am an omnivore. Give me some bread. So put it in some bread and give me some sauce.
With that controversial take, which might get lost and canceled, thank you so much for being here. It was a blast, speaking to you. And hopefully, in the coming year, we'll probably have you on once again. When you have become a proper celebrity.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Please hire me to be an actor in your project. I promise that I can tone it down.
No commitments, only promises.
Listen, I have a reel with my acting stuff on it. People can look it up, but they have to follow me first.
Yes.
I just tapped my head 3 times and pointed at the camera listener, which is it's only visual, so it's really bad for an audio medium like a podcast, but you know what? Yeah. I can't help it.
Yeah, you know what? I'll put up a caption like, modern problems require modern solution.
Yeah. You know, I am my own subtitles.
Yeah. So, with that, guys, this is the end of the episode, and New Year is around the corner. So, don't go all character redefining and saying new year, new me and stuff. yeah, just be yourself and enjoy your holidays. And hopefully next year, we don't kill each other with nukes or something. And Lawson is showing us two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up and a smile like I'm at the dentist.
Yeah, which means hopefully. So, until the next episode, thank you so much for supporting us on all the platforms or wherever you're listening to this. And take care. Bye-bye.